The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. As you know, the Beatitudes in the Gospel of Matthew was the kind of the first public teaching of Jesus. And in a way, it sums his mission, his ministry. And it goes on for 3-4 chapters in the Gospel of Matthew. But really, everything that Jesus taught on that Sermon Mount will not make sense except for that last verse. "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." If there is no heaven, the message of Christ doesn't make sense. If all there is to life is our life in this world, then why we want to mourn and be persecuted and be humble and meek? It doesn't make sense, because we know the world will take advantage of us. It only makes sense if we believe there is a heaven. There is life after death. And that what we do in this world determines what kind of life we're going to have for all eternity. Now, we may take, there is life after death, there is heaven, for granted. But many people in the world today do not. Either they do not, or they really never think about it. They're just focused on the here and now. And that's why it doesn't make sense, the teachings of Christ to them. Why would I accept persecution? Why would I live this kind of life? Because we know we won't get our reward in heaven and this world. But if there is a heaven, that changed our whole outlook, our whole understanding, our whole way of thinking. And the next question should be for us, well, if there is a heaven, how can I get to heaven? And the first reading tells us that salvation comes from God and from the Lamb. There is nothing on our own that we can do to get us to heaven. We can't earn heaven by doing good deeds, by praying so many prayers. Jesus opened the gates of heaven for those who believe in him. It starts with faith, and that faith that Jesus is the one who can let us into heaven leads us to do good works, leads us to pray. Because prayer is really the way for us to find our way into heaven. As you know, there are so many saints. Some were young, some were old, some were martyrs, some were just theologians or popes. There's men and women, children, adults, teenagers, and they've done different things. So what can we learn from them? What is that common theme for all of them that can help us to get to heaven? It's basically one simple thing. They did God's will for them. God did not want every person to be a martyr, or every person to be a king, or a theologian, or a missionary, or a religious, or a lay person. God has a plan for each one of us. And when we do God's will for us, that's how we find our way into heaven. Becoming a saint doesn't mean that we have to be perfect, nor that the saints we believe in were perfect, or they never committed sins except for our Blessed Mother. They're all sinners. But their robes, as we heard in that first reading, were washed by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus reconciles us with God and allows us this opportunity to get to heaven. But we have to find what God wants us to do and not just do our own thing, no matter how good it is. The saints discovered what God's will for them was, and they said yes to it and did it. That's all we have to do. And to know God's will, we have to pray. We have to spend time with God. We have to listen to God, not just spend our prayers telling God what God should do for us. We should be asking him the question, what do you want me to do for you? And God will answer that question, will answer that prayer always. That's how we become saints. And the second reading tells us, what does it mean to be a saint? It means to become like God. To live, to be an eternal being, divine being. God was in his nature divine, but God, out of love for us, makes us divine so we can be with him for all eternity. So we can see him as he is, meaning we understand God and everything God taught us and everything that happened in our lives or in the world, in history. Just think of that. That's the reward that Jesus made available to each one of us. And it starts with a simple step. Listen to the voice of God and say yes to what he asks us to do.